The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. The Explorers podcast is sponsored by RM Capital, a provider of specialist, small to mid-cap corporate advisory and boutique wealth management services. Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garen Perro columnist for StockEd. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers podcast. We've got a IPO today, 8AU. So that's the numeral 8 followed by AU, the chemical symbol for gold, of course. Very cool name, I must say. Now, 8AU is looking to raise between $8 and $12 million. The prospectus has gone live. Bell Potter is the lead manager. Listing expected early December 2021. And raising at the issue price of 20 cents a share, it would be valued by the market at about $18.8 million on debut. Now, the company's looking for gold, nickel, PGEs, and maybe some copper over there in Western Australia. It's got a number of interesting projects that we'll need to discuss. But first, I'll introduce Bevan Wakelam, the CEO, to the podcast. G'day, Bevan. How are you today?
Hi, Barry. I'm well, thank you.
That's great. Now, Bevan, it'd be great if, given the company's a bit of a newbie, if you could just give the investors a bit of a rundown on yourself and maybe a snapshot on the company's history.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. So, I'm the CEO of 8AU. My history is I started as a geologist working across several commodities, both in exploration and mine operations, before moving into commodity sales and marketing. I was with Rio Tinto for over 10 years, and I was also part of the startup team at Roy Hill with Gina. So, I was attracted to 8AU because of the quality of the projects that they've got and the board.
Now, a pretty cool name. What's it meant to mean? The 8 particularly, I guess.
Well, I guess 8 is a, in some cultures, 8 is a is sort of a
lucky number.
Ties into prosperity. My chairman is a good gold believer. So yeah, I think he just sort of put those two together to come up with the 8AU.
Mm-hmm. Now the chairman, of course, is Brian Frost, well known around the industry, been at it for, well, must be 30, 40 years now. He's got an executive role.
Yes. Yeah, so Brian's Frosty, as everyone calls him. Yeah, he's been in the industry for many years as a broker and finance. He's been involved with a number of listings, including companies like De Grey and Atlas in the early days. And so he was sort of the key instigator of pulling all these projects together that make up 8AU. But we've also got a fantastic board. We've got Mr. Clayton Dodd, who's currently the executive chairman of Podium Minerals, who has a 2 million ounce PGE deposit in Western Australia. And we've also got Damon O'Mara, who's been in the prospecting game in WA for over 40 years. So he's been involved in a lot of projects and a lot of opportunities. And obviously his father is very famous in the industry, Dennis. So, we've got a good experienced board.
And it's that background you got there, that experience there has led you to some interesting projects. Now, East Pilbara looks to be the flagship. You've got the Talga JV and the Railway Well projects, gold and nickel sulfides, contiguous projects in an interesting part of the world, the Pilbara, which is rocketed to prominence with De Grey's discovery. And, of course, we've got Kalidas doing their Warrawoona gold development. So tell us about what you've got in the East Pilbara.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, the Pilbara, East Pilbara has really become a sort of a tier one exploration region in recent times, as you say, with De Grey and Calidus. So we've got about 360 square k's of tenements north of Marble Bar in the greenstones there. So we're in a similar stratigraphy and structure as the Calidus Warrawoona deposit, which is only 40 kilometres to the south of us, which is under construction at the moment. And we're also only 15 k's west of the Bamboo Creek gold deposits, which have been mined for a number of years. So we're pretty excited to get in there and see what we can uncover. There's previous drilling has had some significant intersections of gold, and we've sort of come up with two key targets we want to focus on first, Razorback and Cord. Razorback has only really been tested about 700 metres of a four-kilometre strike, and there was an IP survey done at the end of last year, beginning of this year, and that's identified 11 gold targets, including six high priorities. And Cord is also has VMS horizons occurring along a significant strike that is relatively untested. So we're pretty keen to get to work up there and see what we can find. And we've obviously got our neighbours in Global Lithium just to the south of us who've got their lithium resource. So an interesting perspective for us as well with work going forward.
So the focus obviously on the gold initially, but if you happen to pass a big pegmatite sticking out of the ground, you'll have a look at it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we're already planning a widespread geochemistry program there, and we'll certainly probably do some investigations into that side of things. But, you know, we've had quite a lot of interest in our tenements in the Pilbara already, which is good for us, and that's why we're really really keen to get to work in there and see what we can find and where we can take things.
Now, the Pilbara, you know, you get that conglomerate gold, the shear-hosted gold, intrusion-related gold. How would you – you've got all three, or is there a particular focus on your grounds?
Well, so we're not the conglomerate. So we're the sort of the main structure there is you've got these the greenstone belts that have been sort of squeezed by these intrusive granites, which is sort of where De Grey has sort of come into it and obviously the Calidus deposit. We've certainly got the vein and the load sort of systems there, and also the potential VMS for, you know, nickel copper type deposits. Yeah, there's good opportunity.
And just reminding people, De Grey's Hemi was recently rated at 6.8 million ounces, and the Warrawoona of Calidus, or Calidus, depending on which part of town you come from, is 1.5 million ounces and is, quote-unquote, Australia's next gold mine because it's well into its development. The marble bar obviously gets hotter than hot. So do you hit the ground immediately, or do you sit in the shade and come back in the new year?
No, we're certainly keen to hit the ground immediately. We don't want to waste any time up there. As you say, it does. We are approaching the warm season, so we're going to get stuck into a geochem program, and we're hoping to do some drilling up there before the end of the year. So we're keen to hit the ground running, and we're putting all the things in place now that we need to make that happen.
Okay. Now, let's go down to the Fraser Range, the Plum Ridge project. We're about 80 kilometres to the north of Tropicana, which is the 8 million ounce gold mine of Regis and Anglo. Yes. A lot of people go to the Fraser, they focus on the nickel, but you're actually focusing on the gold, which is interesting because post-Tropicana, I can't think of a big gold deposit that has been proved up since.
No, that's right. No, so that's what we're certainly going to be looking to do, Barry. Yeah, Plum Ridge is an interesting area. There's been a lot of increased activity there in recent years. We're in a similar sort of geological region to the Tropicana deposit, and there's been a previous work done on our Plum Ridge tenement in the past. And
yeah, it's a name that rings a bell, actually.
Yeah. So it's had a couple of owners in the past, and some actually very useful work has been done. There was a 10,000 sample auger program, and it's defined a sort of a plus 10 parts per billion gold anomaly, which is about 8 kilometres in strike, and it's about 1.5 km wide. Some of the intercepts there are, you know, 10 metres at 8.3 grams. So we've got three sort of key prospects there that we're keen to get into and really do some targeted drilling. And a lot of previous drilling campaigns, they sort of ended the holes in the bedrock without really testing them, and they were ended in gold. So, yeah, we're very excited to get in and look at Plum Ridge and do some targeted drilling and see what we can come up with. But we think there's a good project in here.
And are you drill ready there with targets, or do you have to do some more work before?
We're doing a bit of preparation work on Plumridge because we want to make sure we utilise all the existing information, but we'll be certainly looking to drill there in the first quarter next year. So that's our sort of plan at the moment.
Okay, so let's call them the two key projects. So East Pilbara drilling before the year's out, and Plumridge to follow in the first quarter next year.
Yes. And just to sort of change tack a bit, we've got some leases in Kalgoorlie as well, which we're planning to drill in December, hopefully, once we've listed. So that's all lined up. We've got a couple of drill rigs ready in the plan. So we'll actually commence drilling there as well.
What's the story behind those ones in Cal or near Cal?
So those Cal tenements, they're in sort of the areas near Orabanda and Dunsville. We picked these leases up through a local prospector, actually, who vended those into the company. But they're sort of adjacent to the Zuleika Shear there, which is a sort of a plus 20 million tonne ounce producing region. And there's a number of operating mines still running along that. And we've got some tenements sort of along strike from some of those mines. And so we're, want to get in there and do some drill work because, there's mines very close by along strike. The geology's right. So that would be sort of a key focus for us to hit the ground running while we prepare the information for Plumridge, and then we'll get into Plumridge in the new year.
So those Cal tenements, they locked up with the prospector for?
No, we take over full ownership of those upon listing. So that's great. So we'll have all those.
And just on the vend, the company's the IPO represents what of the issued capital at the end of the day?
So the vendors will represent about 11 to 12% of the company.
Very modest.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that's right. Well, because one of our other tenements in the Midwest that we have, that was sort of vended in by our consulting geologist. So, we've got people, Damon O'Murray, our director, he also vended in some tenements. So we've got guys involved that have got skin in the game, so to speak. So they're very keen to see things go.
Yeah, well, having the VENs as a percentage of the company so low, that gives you that sub $20 million market cap at the issue price, which is good leverage when you're going to be drilling on two or three projects in the near term.
Yes, exactly.
Now, down in the Murchison, or say the Northwest Murchison, I kind of like this one. I tried to make sense of what was said in the prospectus, but very little exploration in that part of the world. What do you think you're onto down there?
Yeah, this one, Yallalong, is a great project for us. We're keen to get to work on there. Basically, we're looking at a tenement that's up on the north on the Darling Scarp, and it's got good potential for gold, but it also has good potential for nickel copper PGE because we've got the mafic and ultramafic intrusions on the tenement, which is a sort of a similar story to what we saw at the Chalice Julimata discovery, which is to the south of our lease.
So same sort of rocks.
So it's got the right rocks, exactly. And some of the geochem sampling has come back with some high anomalous sort of readings for palladium, platinum, copper and cobalt. So we're pretty keen to do some work there to line up some drill targets and really test what we've got there. There's been some really high-grade antimony results, which, can be a good indicator of gold we've seen in other deposits around the world. So
certainly here in Victoria. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the magic Julimart. I'll just mention that Chalice is, I think, about 2 weeks away from its maiden resource, which the industry is waiting for with bated breath. Should be very exciting stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So this region of the Western Yilgarn is really an interesting opportunity.
Mm. And I hate to bug you again, but when will you be drilling there, you think?
I think we will be looking to drill there probably Q2 next year, if not before. We're going to start some of our survey work early in the new year and really just focus on where we want to put some drill holes. So, yeah, at this point I would expect Q2 next year.
And the East Kimberley, nickel, PGE, sort of targets, not in the same part of the world as the Savannah nickel mine, a panoramic and pant and sill platinum PGE deposit. So what have you got up there?
So another really good project here. We've got some tenements immediately adjacent to the Panton Sill, which is held by Future Metals. They've got a sort of a 2 million ounce platinum palladium resource there, and they're currently doing a 10,000 meter diamond drill program. So we're just a long strike, and that makes it quite an area that we really want to get in there and test, and we've got some good expectations for what we're going to find there. There's been some geochem programs which have got highly anomalous values, as we would expect, and we've also got a tenement that's immediately along strike from the former Copernicus nickel mine, which was mined out, as you mentioned, by Panoramic. We're still waiting for approval on these tenements. We've got agreements in place, and so we're now expecting them to be granted at any time. But we've sort of missed the season this year, but we're certainly keen to, once those tenements are granted, we want to get up there and do some work on those.
How far away would you be from Panoramic's operation?
It would be, I think it's only about 20 kilometres.
Okay.
It's not far.
Don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but if you were to prove up a deposit, there's an obvious gateway to market there, as it were.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I mean, I guess that's one of the real positives with a lot of our projects is the location. You know, there's been significant recent discoveries nearby to a lot of the projects that we have. And a lot of our tenements are surrounded by sort of key industry players. So, yeah, it's a good place to be.
All right, then, Bevan, let's wrap it up for investors. What should they be looking out for in terms of the company? We're just recapping here, in terms of the likely listing date and then how quickly the company will be hitting the ground at some of the prospects.
Yes, sure. So we're aiming to be listed by early December, and then we want to hit the ground running. We're going to get a drill program up and going in our Kalgoorlie tenements. We're also undertaking a soil geochemistry program in our Pilbara tenements, and we'll also target drilling in the Pilbara on our Razorback, where IP Survey has identified some really prospective targets. It's an exciting time for us, and we've got a good board in place. We've got some great land holdings. All the projects have had significant drill intersections or some anomalous results that certainly require follow-up. And so that'll allow us to give a good, strong news flow across all of our projects. And we really want to just develop a good value for our shareholders across our projects.
And finally, have the ASX given you a likely code? Is it 8AU? Is it?
Yes, that's right. That's the code.
at last. Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it is really good.
All right, so there we go. Lucky 8AU. And we're just entering the spring racing carnival, so perhaps we'll all have a look at number 8 in the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday.
Very good, yes. Hopefully it's a winner. Thanks very much, Barry.
Good on you, Bevan. And we'll be watching with interest and fascinated to see what comes from some of those programs as they unfold. So good luck with it all, and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much, Barry. Nice to talk.
This episode of the Explorers Podcast was sponsored by RM Corporate Finance, an active participant in emerging companies around the globe.